We continue our series, Storming the Gates, 50 years after the Attica prison uprising. One of the demands during the revolt centered on labor and wages of incarcerated people. As WNYC's George Joseph reports, that issue persists today, but a new bill in Congress could change that.
In September of 1971, L.D. Barkley was standing inside the Attica Correctional Facility, reading off a list of demands that he and his fellow prisoners were making to authorities.
We are men. We are not beasts, and we do not intend to be driven or beaten as such.
And was featured in a 1974 documentary about Attica.
We want to apply the New York State minimum wage law to all state institutions. So we want to stop to slave labor here.
That dream of ending coerced labor in New York prisons has still not been realized. But a new federal bill could change that. It's called the Abolition Amendment. Bianca Tylek is an activist with Worth Rises, one of several prison reform organizations campaigning for a change to the 13th Amendment, which was introduced in Congress in June.
The 13th Amendment is understood and purported to have abolished slavery.
The bill would expand the anti-slavery protections in the 13th Amendment to ensure that prisoners also cannot be forced to work against their will.
Unfortunately, there is an insidious exception in the 13th Amendment that allows for the use of slavery and involuntary servitude as punishment for a crime.
The 13th Amendment, passed by Congress in 1865, outlaws slavery and involuntary servitude, except in cases of conviction. And that coerced labor, for next to nothing, was central to the uprising at Attica 50 years ago. Akil Shaquan was a prisoner at Attica during the 1971 uprising.
They would give you, like, I think it was 3 cents a day that you earned as being for being a prisoner.
Jalil Muntakim spent 49 years behind bars, many of them at Attica.
Slavery in the United States has not been abolished. It has been institutionalized by virtue of the 13th Amendment. It ended African chattel slavery. It did not end penal slavery. Therefore, slavery in the United States does exist across the country. It's a continuum.
Tylek, the activist, acknowledges her coalition is facing an uphill battle. To pass a constitutional amendment, they would need 2/3 of the House and Senate to vote for the abolition amendment, and then 3/4 of state legislatures to ratify it.
But we do think it is something that is absolutely feasible and possible, especially today in 2021, given the political climate.
She notes that Colorado, Utah, and Nebraska have already banned coerced prison labor with bipartisan support.
In 2021, we have to be able to say no slavery, no exceptions. And it's got to feel remarkably reprehensible in your soul to, in any way, support slavery for anyone.
In response to a request for comment for this story, a spokesperson for the New York Correctional System said his agency could not comment on pending legislation. George Joseph, WNYC News.